Welcome to VoiceTube's annual sumo contest. I'm your host, Ingrid. Hi! Is it too much? A little? I'm sorry, I got excited, okay? There's no sumo contest here, actually. But if there is, I would totally win because I have more fat on my body than most people here. Speaking of which, have you ever seen the size of a sumo wrestler? With that much fat stored in their bodies, are they in a good health condition? How much do they need to eat a day to store the fats? Are you curious about the answers too? Go watch today's video to find out the answer. But before that, let's practice together. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Hi! Okay. But as soon as the exercise stops, so does its benefits. When sumo wrestlers retire, they have to seriously cut calories or they become at risk for cardiovascular disease. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower, okay? But as soon as the exercise stops, so does its benefits. When sumo wrestlers retire, they have to seriously cut calories or they become at risk for cardiovascular disease. 这句话中文的意思是，但是一旦这种训练终止，他所带来的益处也会随之消失。当相扑选手退役时，他们必须严正地减少热量摄取，否则他们会面临心血管疾病的风险。 Okay, guys, let's take a look at the pronunciation tips. 首先，我们先来看看连音的部分。第一个 exercise stops, exercise stops, exercise 的 se 跟 stops 的 s 会连在一起，变成 exercise stops. 再来第二个 does its, does its, d o e s 的 e s 会跟 its 的 i t s 连在一起，变成 does its. 好，再来 calories or, calories or. Calories 的 es 跟 or 会连在一起说，变成 calories or。 那再来有两个字要注意它的念法，第一个是 wrestlers 的 w 跟 writing 的那个 w 一样是不发音的，wrestlers。 再来有一个字它比较长，比较难念，叫 cardiovascular。你可以把它分开来，变成 cardio 跟 vascular， 然后再把它连在一起，cardiovascular。Okay, guys, now it's time for the vocabularies of today. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The first one is benefit. Benefit. Benefit 在当名词的时候，它的意思是利益、好处、优势。 From what I heard, Danny only voted for him because he received some benefits from him.
我听说Danny之所以会投给他，是因为得到了他的好处。那benefit还可以作为 动词使用，它的意思是得意、受惠或是使受益。I
got sick and took a sick leave. I got to stay at home all day and play video games. I guess I did benefit from it.
我因为生病请了病假，因此我可以待在家玩电动一整天。我想我有从中获利啦。Benefit.
那benefit from的意思就是从什么什么中获利的意思。 Okay, guys, the next vocabulary of the day is retire. Retire. Retire 的意思是退休、退职. We're throwing a party for Katie this Friday. She's retiring.
我们这礼拜五要帮Katie办一个派对，她要退休了.
Okay, 补充一个单词, retirement. Retirement. Retirement 它是名词, 它的意思是退休、退职、退休生活. Being a workaholic, it's not easy for him to enjoy his retirement.
身为一个工作狂热者，享受退休生活对他来说不简单。Okay,
the third vocabulary of the day is calorie. Calorie. Calorie 的意思是卡路里。 Losing weight is not only about doing exercises. It's useless if you don't pay attention to your calorie intake.
减重不只有做运动而已，如果你不注意热量摄取量的话，就没有用了。Calorie
intake 就是热量摄取量的意思。Calorie intake. Okay, the next word of the day is risk. Risk.
Risk 当它在做名词使用的时候是风险、危险的意思。
It's a huge risk confessing your crush on your best friend. If the feeling is not mutual, you might lose a friend.
跟最好的朋友告白有很大的风险。如果他没有一样的感觉，你有可能就失去了一个朋友。不知道大家有没有这个经验哦，就是跟自己的好朋友告白，或是你的好朋友跟你告白。我小时候就有这个经验，就是自己最好的朋友跟我告白。那很尴尬的是，我跟他的感觉不太一样，所以没有办法跟他在一起。那我们最后呢，就越来越疏远了，讲话也越来越尴尬了。那在大学的时候，很不巧的呢，他的学校跟我的学校就在对面而已，所以我们就在学校附近的餐厅就不小心遇到了。那遇到的时候也很尴尬，我看着他，他看着我，知道对方是谁，但是又不敢打招呼。所以呢，不知道同学你在不在听啦，不过如果你在听的话，就是你好，嗯嗯，时间过很久了，对，不过你好，希望我们可以把这件事情都忘记，好不好？真的是太可怕了。那如果你有这样的经验的话呢，请在下面留言，然后告诉我，就是你如果遇到一样的状况，或者是如果你有遇到这个状况的话，你会怎么做呢？对，真的是很尴尬啦。好，我们来接下来再来继续讲这个 risk 好不好。 risk 呢，它在当动词的时候是担什么什么的风险，或是冒险去做什么事情的意思。The superhero decided to fight the villain on the street, risking the lives of the civilians. 这个英雄决定要在街道上打击坏人，冒着民众的生命危险。很多电影都是这样演的，就是英雄们啊，或者是主角们啊，就是直接在街道上直接打起来。对，但如果真的在真实生活发生的话，感觉就是很恐怖，很多人会受伤，所以千万不要这么做。 Okay, the next vocabulary of the day is disease. Disease 的意思是病，疾病。I can't help being so perfect all the time. It's a disease that I have. 我没办法不一直这么完美啊，这是一种病。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you all did take your notes and do your best practicing. Hey, please leave your comments and recording below. I'm Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.